Saturday, when I watched Rodgers get drafted, of course, the first thing I thought of was, did he not have one of the ugliest suits of anybody that got drafted?
Well, yeah, but it was flashy.
One of the ugliest
it
suits.
It was awful. And his shirt and tie were even worse.
What was wrong with it?
What was like... What was it, Mark? Like
I'm amazed you would have a problem with anything like that.
Well, yeah,
you.
Wait to see
people?
It.
Let me go grab it.
It must be awful.
It's a blue suit, and the shirt was like gold with a gold tie.
Oh. Ooh.
You got to see it.
Ooh, ooh,
you
ooh,
see
ooh.
It.
I don't like the sounds of that either. Gold on gold.
I'm pretty sure I'm correctly describing it. And the collar's really goofy on this thing.
Uh-oh.
And then,
does not sound good.
The funny thing was, too, you know, for a guy who... Well, he had his kid, one of his two kids there. I guess the other one, maybe his, maybe the mother who stabbed him with a fork had custody of the other kid. I don't know. Not to pile on, because I think he's going to be very successful. I hope he is. But he had his kid there. And his kid, you know, it's not like, you know, you expect the guy getting drafted in the NFL after
what's he bringing his kid there for? Leave the kid at home. Sorry.
Sorry.
Leave the kid at home.
I think a guy playing 2 years of college and getting drafted would have a very small child. The kid's like...
Kid's huge.
The kid looks like he's 8 or 9. And I'm not even sure that was the older one.
Boy, there's a lot to be read into that. Oh,
and
man.
He had two giant diamond earrings.
Oh.
I mean, giant.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
But I think I know where he got the dough.
Here we go.
The first thing you think of is, oh, where'd he get the money for those earrings? He hadn't even signed a contract yet, but he's on a commercial where this guy is making him sing his name.
Yeah.
What was that commercial
Ray
for?
Ray Lewis is making him sing it for Madden 2004.
That's right.
Really?
That was a funny commercial.
Oh, is that for 2004?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No
August.
Kidding. Oh, I'll be damn. What was I going to say?
God, well, he had some bodacious comments, too, about, yeah, take me a game or two and all that.
I know.
Yeah,
I saw
difference maker.
Impact player.
There he is.
Okay, wait. Oh, boy.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, hang on now. That's good, Mark. Let her rip.
The whole family.
Don't bring your kid. Sorry. Don't bring your kid.
Irving Fryer, Patriots.
No place for your
Johnny
brat.
Johnny Lamb Jones, a regrettable pick by the Jets, 2-80.
Nobody wants to be
unusual,
forced to look at your
but
kid.
But then again, Chris Fowler, Charles Rogers is an unusual receiver.
Very unusual and very happy right now. Boom, Saginaw, Michigan native, the East Lansing.
He says he never has done drugs here, too, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, for one. Never.
600 folks who bust in. Congratulations. Got to be a dream.
Okay.
I just thank God for giving me this opportunity in life for me to excel and have my
dream excel.
I'm glad my family here. People from Saginaw, we did it big.
People from
big party in Detroit. You said you'd be very excited to play.
See that diamond?
Really
yeah.
Quarterback like that.
Definitely. I'm excited. You know, I think the chemistry going to come.
Whole family's color coordination is
yeah.
A little weak.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they're colorblind.
I recruited you to Michigan State.
It's possible.
Coaches, you're going to be a new position coach.
Which is what we wanted. Definitely. You know, I'm happy to be reunited with Bobby. Me and Bobby.
Look at that diamond.
Time. Yeah.
It's good to be with Bobby, and I think things going to work out well.
We heard the discussion about the diluted sample, all the stuff you went through. We had lunch yesterday. You told me with two kids, it would be ludicrous for you to make a mistake like that, and you wanted to clear your name.
Definitely. You know, I got too much to lose, and I wouldn't even put myself in a situation like that. But I'm happy things worked out, and I just thank God for this day.
As you told me yesterday, never use drugs, right?
Never.
Never means never. Charles?
The fact that he went to lunch with them.
Never means never.
Whatever. You're the guy who pushed the fact. Yeah, you're telling me at lunch yesterday. Yeah, okay, you went to lunch with Rogers. Okay.
He did that a couple times.
Yeah.
He had lunch like 6 times a day before that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A couple things. First of all, Drew, we'll start off by saying you're right on your analysis of that suit. That is a horrible combination.
It didn't take much skill to be right about that.
No, well, but baby blue with gold on gold and sort of a weird yellow gold, awful. Gold tie, gold shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The collar is funky. Also, the suit is really baggy. It's too long, for one. The sleeves on his jacket go way down to the base of his thumb. It goes way past his wrist, and the pants are baggy.
Whatever.
Okay, and also forget the kid, and also when he's talking, he sounds like a boxer after a fight.
Yeah, he sounded very strange. Everything he said,
he's got a weird way of talking.
I'm not crazy. I have to say, when
he's got a weird rhythm.
Oh, like you don't have a Rodgers jersey yet.
That's what I told Trish yesterday. I said, well, here comes another autographed jersey I must have.
I'm having a fashion heart attack.
But if I get it 2 years from now, you'll be gone. Every jersey I have, the player is missing.
I got to say, I think it's exciting that they got a guy like this. I hate almost every quote he made annoyed me. From the time he's been at Michigan State on.
Pretty annoying,
he's looking for a place to showcase his skills. The one thing I can't stand that he keeps saying.
I remember that,
And the other thing is...
Give me a game or two.
Yeah.
He talks like this. Take me a game or two.
Like Chris Rock or something.
Yeah, he talks like Chris Rock.
That's right. Are we getting too excited about this guy making a difference when he's only a wide receiver? How many wide receivers have really made an impact right away?
Keyshawn.
No, he didn't.
He didn't make an impact?
Not right away. I mean, really turn a team around?
Well, I don't think I expect... Who would have turned this team around when one player?
I don't know, it's hard for anybody to, but I think you'll find if you look at early draft picks amongst wide receivers, you'll find a lot of mistakes.
Well, that's what Fowler was pointing out, like Johnny Lamb Jones.
How about David Terrell? What's he done?
He was a number three receiver.
He was the third or fourth pick of the draft, wasn't he?
I didn't think he was that high.
Terrell,
but he was a number one pick.
Wasn't he top 10? He must have been top 10.
Probably around 8 or 9.
Oh, is that all? That's still pretty high.
But he wasn't going to start right away. Rodgers is now the number one receiver on this team.
Yeah. The guy from Cincinnati, from Florida State, Warwick.
He isn't much.
Not much of a quarterback, of course.
But
I don't know how Joey Harrington, it's not like he's in the upper echelon of the league yet either.
Well, I don't think Rodgers is going to have 80 catches next year or even 63 catches or... He probably won't even have 40, but what they'll do is they'll send him downfield every play, and it'll open up the middle. It'll spread the defense a little bit.
That's what it said in paper yesterday.
Did it really?
Yeah, exactly that. It said precisely that.
Did it say it allows Oz underneath?
He didn't get that specific, but it did say that now there's a threat downfield. And
yeah,
he's gonna,
absolutely.
He's fast, he's quick, he's going to get down there, it's going to open up either the short passes or the running game.
And that's where you get your money for Ozzie Team because he's so quick underneath.
My only feeling is that I think his view of all the greatness he's going to bring immediately is a little expanded. I just don't know that anybody at that position can do that much that fast.
And if you start expecting it, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
And for a disappointment, set yourself up.
But I'm like everybody else. I have high hopes. I'm excited about
Lions. Hell yeah. You kidding? Mary G and all this? Man, this is cool.
I don't know why they pick another defensive end in the third round.
I don't understand that either.
Oh, great.
But the second pick, boy, were they excited about Boss Bailey.
I don't understand why they took that running back either.
Yeah, well... They may have some other things going on with free agency or some plans that we don't know about, but I was, I don't know, a little surprised. Their first two picks, though, look to be very, very nice.
And beyond that, you guys aren't so happy with everything, huh?
No, I think it's probably considered a good draft. ESPN was lauding it pretty much yesterday. It was just a couple things that make you scratch your head, but you don't know exactly what they're thinking. I hate to act like I know more than they do. 6:39 WRIF. We got Trinity News right after this, and we're going to talk to